back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we are live on 97.1 Free FM. We are on 97.1 Free FM in Los Angeles, but all of Southern California.
Right.
From San Diego to Santa Barbara out to almost Palm Springs, you can hear this show.
Yeah, we get calls from everywhere, which is very nice.
Yeah, but you know what we've been getting a lot recently is emails from around the world.
Yeah, conwayandwhitman.com. You can go there and email us. And, God, I can't do this.
What's going on with you? You're sweating.
Yeah, no, I had a, I ordered in food and, you know,
Front.
Huh?
Wait, you can't say the name of the restaurant?
No, I'd rather not.
Oh.
I'd rather not.
Oh, because you're dying?
And you know the, you know me and the people who work here know me and I don't think I'm unlike a lot of dudes. I can't use public restrooms.
Oh, it's that bad.
Right, it is that bad.
What happens to you if you use a public bathroom?
I don't know. I mean, I'll urinate. I can say
yeah, but
that.
What happens if you sit a spell?
I don't.
But what happens if you do?
I wouldn't know. I just never have done it. I can't do it.
You mean you can't go?
No, I've been here. No, I could probably go. I have to go. I mean, I'm either going to have to leave here or something's going to happen. Because I don't use public restrooms. And
can you go into a hotel?
Yeah, that I can do. Because if it's mine, if it's a private restroom that is just really for my use, then I'm fine. But if it's public, like here at the radio station, I mean, I've been with you 2 years and 8 months or whatever it is.
Right.
I've never used that stall, ever.
Yes, I noticed that.
There's two stalls that never, ever, ever use them. And won't ever.
It's being used by enough people around here where you don't have to pile on.
Fine. Then that's good because I don't use it. Never
now, could
will.
You check into, like, go down the street here and check into a Sheraton? Would that be suitable for you, young man?
Well, I actually have done that on trips to Las Vegas.
What?
On trips to Las Vegas in the car when I had to go number two. I would stop at, like, you know.
What a fun guy to drive with.
Baker or somewhere like that.
And get a hotel room, watch a little TV, and then hit the can?
No. Just get the hotel room for $59.95 and swipe the credit card and go use their restroom in the privacy of a room that I.
And then check out, what, 25 minutes later?
Well, I don't rush myself. I mean, there's no need to rush myself. I mean, I want to get to the tables. I mean, I want to get moving.
What do the other people in the car do?
They wait for me. Usually it's just one person. Like if it's a buddy of mine, waits. I don't like people to come in. Like I wouldn't want them coming into the room. You know, like.
So they sit out in the car while you check in the hotel, do your business, and then come back.
Right. A lot of
do
people
you check out.
No. Instant checkout. The flush is the instant checkout. That's the sound of my checking out.
There you go.
Tim, you.
Now, when you leave that room, do you have to go through it like you do a normal hotel?
Yes. The OCD kicks in when I exit the room, although it's not as bad because I haven't emptied luggage.
You've got to check the drawers?
No. Because if I'm in a room where I've emptied luggage, where I brought in my own clothing and I've put luggage away, then I get real crazy with the OCD. But
Jesus Christ.
Does the bathroom get all OCD'd out, the towels? And
yes, there's a towel
check
issue.
The trash can?
Yes, there is a trash can because.
Because you may have the deed to your house that you forgot and you put it in the trash?
No, because what happens is I open.
You might have your social security number under one of those towels?
Do you want to know what I do or do you want to just make fun of me?
Yeah, what do you do?
You know, after I go to the restroom, after I go to the bathroom, you know they have those little soaps in the paper?
You have to open those up?
Well, how else am I going to get to the soap? Do you have some other way to
I see, okay.
I mean, do you have some magical way to get to the soap?
I didn't know.
So I get to the soap, and then I have to throw out the paper, and I have to make sure the paper from the soap is the only thing in that trash can. So that that holds me up for a few minutes. That holds me up for – but I really – Oh my God!
You're not well, huh?
No, it's not that I'm not well. I just have to go. I mean, I have to go, and this is part of my neurosis. I just.
All right, well, if you got to go. But if you know,
no,
yeah,
I'll
if
stay.
You can hang. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Again, we're on the World Wide Web, and people listen to this program and this station from all over the world. And once in a while, we like to give an opportunity to people who don't live. In Southern California, who are not living
right.
Where you're listening to this on the radio.
Right.
But if you're listening to us right now on the website, 971freefm.com.
Yeah, in a faraway place.
Yeah. And is this show streaming tonight, Randy? It is, right?
Oh,
it's streaming live. Is it delayed or is it live radio?
Well, we're on the minute delay. Actually, on the stream, it's about a minute and a half.
Minute and a half. Okay. All right. So if you're listening from somewhere other than Southern California, call us. Because we got people listening in Germany, in Israel, in France, all over the joint.
Some people are, you know, they're nationals of these various countries, and they've never lived in Los Angeles. Others are there for business, and they take their computer, and they just want to feel like they're home, so they listen to us when they travel.
All right, here are the phone numbers. If you're calling us from somewhere outside of Southern California, pick up your phone and dial 213. Mm. I think our country code is 01. Is that right? Number one, man. How do we get that?
America, man.
I guess so. 01-213-520-9710. 213-520-9710. Before we do this, you know what really irritates me? When you go to a company, and let's say you go to a let's pick a company that no longer exists because they won't get pissed. Montgomery Wards.
Oh, right.
All right. Or Broadway.
Fine.
Okay. And you go to their website. Mm-hmm. It says the Broadway, and then it says, for which country, what country do you live in, right? And then you pick one of the countries, and then it takes you to the website where that's the language, the native language of your country.
That's right.
And big companies like FedEx, when you go there, it says, what country are you in? And the first one is always USA.
Because that's where the majority of the business is coming from.
Right. But some, like politically correct, irritating companies will list USA under the U's. So the first country is Afghanistan.
So you have to go alphabetically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for the one guy who has a computer in Afghanistan.
Yeah, the Taliban guy. So the Taliban.
He gets top billing.
Right.
And everybody, the 300 million people live in the United States who are online have got to search for it under the U's.
Unbelievable.
Well, F them.
I really got to go. I have to use the restroom too.
Yeah, you are sweating.
I'm not the only.
Well, get in the car and go home.
Nah, don't look at me or try to like paint me as like the weird guy at the office who does this. There are a ton of people who won't use a public restroom. This goes all the way back to school. When I was a school kid, I used to have to go to the bathroom before school. I would not go to school, would not get on that bus unless I had hit that toilet, man.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, boom, boom.
And it continues into adulthood.
All right. If you're listening internationally, perhaps outside of Southern California, here are the phone numbers. 213-520-9710 and maybe 888. Maybe that'll work.
You might want to try that, the toll-free.
888-520-9710. Dude, you are sweating.
Yeah. I'm going to...
You're going to get out of here? Do you have a cell phone?
Yeah.
All right, why don't you flip your cell phone on and call us from the road. We'll clear the streets for you. Which way are you going?
I'll go down. I'll just go down Wilshire.
To Highland?
Yeah, my toilet is only like 9 miles away.
Okay, you going to go Highland?
I think so.
Highland's closed?
Oh, I better not go Highland because of that damn debate they had.
I don't know if Highland's closed or not. No, you're not going to make it. You're going to S in that leased car.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Mercedes Avencina is going to love that.
Do not say that.
I'd like to bring back this car a little early. Why is that? Well, you'll figure it out. Here's the keys,
Do not
fellas.
Say that, Tim. Do not say that. So which way would I go then? I'd go Cahuenga?
I would go to maybe Vine and crawl up Vine.
So that's Rossmore, right?
Yeah. Maybe La Brea. No, La Brea is going to be jammed too. Yeah, why are you shaking your head, Randy? I'm about to punch you in the face.
No, I'm shaking because I have to go because I'm trying to not go.
What's wrong with you?
That whole area is going to be hell.
Oh,
you've got to take Laurel Canyon.
Get
the hell out of here. I'll never make it.
You'll be back and you'll be at your house in 10 minutes.
I'll never make it through.
You're not going
to
make Laurel with all those turns?
I'll never make and the turns move.
He's going to load up that car before Mulholland.
Oh, all right, well, you'll be waiting in traffic for an hour.
All right, he's got to go. There he goes.
Oh, God.
All right. Call us on your cell phone.
Yeah, no, I'll call you. And if people can clear
the... We'll clear the streets for you.
Thank you, Tim.
I'll clear Wilshire and I'll clear Vine for you.
Thank you. Can you do that?
You're on your own once you get to the freeway.
So which way should I go? Rossmore?
Yeah. Take Wilshire up to Rossmore. East on Wilshire.
I got to go.
All right. There he goes. Jesus Christ, man. He is about to S himself. God almighty. Maker of heaven
Jesus
and earth.
Jesus Christ.
All that seen and unseen. Look at this. Look at this partner of mine. Guy eats a sandwich, man. He's got to go home. Jesus Christ almighty. All right, he's going to get his cell phone on. guys, if you are currently between Fairfax and Vine, if you're on Wilshire Boulevard, you're going to see a lunatic driving a Mercedes coming out of 5670 Wilshire. He's going to turn right on Wilshire, and he's going to go up to Cherokee. Isn't it? Is it Cherokee, or what's the name of that street there? That turns into Vine. Rossmore. Rossmore is the street. All right, so he's going to turn right on Wilshire. You there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm afraid of Rossmore, though, Tim. I'm afraid Rossmore is going to be a lot of cars.
All right, well, let's go Highland.
But no, they had the Hillary and Barack Obama there.
Right. Well, then, how about this? How about just come on up and use the men's room?
No, that's not possible.
Oh. All right.
Oh, God.
All right. What route are you going to take?
Well, right now I'm in the radio station parking lot.
All right.
Exiting the parking lot. Oh, God.
Doesn't sound good, huh?
It's real, real bad.
All right. Brian Whitman is on his way back to the San Fernando Valley to use his own toilet because he does not use public bathrooms.
Right. Well, because if I went into the public bathroom at the station, you and Jerry and Randy would go in there. And
No, darling. If you went in there to use and do your business, we would not be following you in there,
I would.
Young man.
You would. They'd make fun of me, and I'm not going to have it. And you know what, Tim? Oh, God, I'm not the only one who's like, I'm not the only person who has phobia of public restrooms.
I know, but you're in a real small class, my brother.
Yeah, but it's not just, oh, Whitman the nut, you know, which is how you're making it sound, and I resent that.
Yeah, I understand that, but I also find it odd that you can't go in a public bathroom.
Well, here we go. Okay, I'm out of the station.
All right, you're on Wilshire now? You turn it on Hauser?
Hi, John. There's John Boyle. John Boyle's coming in for the John and Jeff show.
All right, man.
Yeah, I'm making a left turn onto...
On Hauser.
That is correct, sir. And now I have a right turn at Wilshire.
All right.
And a red light.
All right, gang. Let's try to clear Wilshire Boulevard eastbound from Hauser to Highland.
Oh, God. They better have opened up Highland after that damn debate.
I'm sure they did. It's 10:15 at night.
All right. I'm going past the Hollywood Video.
All right. You're on your move.
Oh,
this
God.
Is it.
I'm going through yellow. I'm going through yellow.
Okay. Gang, please, let's try to clear Wilshire. This is an emergency. Brian Whitman is about to load up his drawers.
And the problem is, you know, for anybody else, this wouldn't be much of an issue, but it's my phobia of public restrooms that, you know, that has created this.
All right. Here's a guy who has some empathy for you, young man. Adam on the 605, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
All right. Brian Whitman is left the station going home to use his own bathroom because he has a fear of using public bathrooms. And your thoughts?
This guy is what's wrong with America.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
But it said on the notes here that you actually also support him because you can't use public bathrooms.
Oh, hell no. I'll take a deuce anywhere.
Well, that's the difference, sir, between you and me. So, and there's nothing wrong. I'm not doing anything wrong with America, believe me. I pay my taxes. I probably pay more taxes than you pay. Why do you care where I am?
Well, the thing is, just take the dog.
I want an answer to that question. I probably pay more taxes than you do. Why do you care where I live?
Well,
answer me.
It's pathetic. You probably pay more taxes than me because I just got $6,000 back from the government.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I ask where I ask, you ask where you ask. Well, don't lecture me. Don't lecture me. I make it left on Highland, Tim. Don't lecture me on where it's appropriate to ask and where it's appropriate not to ask.
All right, Adam, please, we thank you for calling. This guy's already under a lot of pressure. Let's not pile on because he could have an accident in the car. All right, now you're going northbound on Highland?
That is correct, crossing over 6th Street right now.
All right, gang, if you are on Highland northbound from Wilshire Boulevard all the way to the 101, please...
Come on.
Please be conscious of this Mercedes with this lunatic behind it who cannot use public bathrooms and driving back to Toluca Lake to use his own can.
There's a guy in an Avalanche. Is that what the car is called, the Chevy Avalanche, in front of me doing 20? Come on.
Honk
Come
at
on.
Him. Get him moving.
Well, and there's a cab. I'm getting behind the cab. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Are you up on your side yet?
Yes, I am. I'm moving from left to right. I'm pivoting, Tim.
You don't have a belt on. You could loosen your belt.
No, I'm not wearing a belt. I'm not wearing a belt, and I've unbuttoned the top button of my trousers.
Okay. Now, do you have the sheepskin seat covers?
No, I have leather seat.
Uh-uh.
Leather seats. Yeah. Come on, everybody. Let's move it here.
Do you have the seat heat?
I don't need it. I do have it, but I don't need it.
I would turn it on. That sometimes will buy you another about 5 minutes.
Well, the heat?
Yeah.
It will suppress?
Yeah.
The heat will suppress? Really? Well,
I think
on,
so.
Then. Hold on. Don't say another word.
Sort of relaxes you a little.
All right,
so Brian Wibben in his Mercedes driving northbound on Highland. This is a live show. It's a 18.
I'm doing 60 miles an hour. I've activated the seat warmers. Come
18
on.
Minutes after 10 p.m. here on a Thursday, and Brian has to go back to the San Fernando Valley to use his own restroom.
Red light at Beverly. Red light at Beverly. God damn it.
All right, we got to clear these streets. You're going to be coming up on Melrose next. Next big intersection, Melrose and Highland. Melrose and Highland. If anybody from the LAPD or the Sheriff's Department is listening, if you could help us out by maybe throwing on those red lights and holding up traffic, this guy may not make it. And wouldn't you hate to see that?
So, Bubba.
Again, it is northbound on Highland, a radical personal emergency that Brian is going through.
And that's really the only way to describe it. I mean, the audience knows what's going on here, but I'm going a little fast. So I tell a cop I'm driving home to go poo.
Well, I don't know if that's going to get you out of a ticket. It might get you. It might get you a police escort.
All these red lights, Melrose, red light. I'm behind a Sebring, a Charger. There's a Charger in front of me. Oh, man, I'm right by the mobile station.
Right. I know exactly where you are.
And the Easy Lube.
Yes. All right. You're cruising up north on Highland.
Yeah, I'm not cruising, though. I'm at a dead stop at a red light, and I'm going to F my pants.
Okay. Are you at DeLong Prairie? Are you at Fountain? Lexington? Where are you?
I'm not moving. I'm at a red light.
Well, you're a red light. All right. But what's the red light? What's the cross street on Highland?
Melrose.
All right. You're Melrose. All right. Next thing you're going to be coming up on is Waring, and then I believe Willoughby is after that.
All right, well, here we go now.
And then Romaine, and then boom. All of a sudden, you're on to Santa Monica Boulevard, and you're halfway home.
Well, no, usually I just take Highland straight up to the 101.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But as soon as you cross Santa Monica Boulevard, you're halfway to the freeway. So hold on, buddy. We'll get you through
this. Oh, Bubba. Yeah, I'm crossing over Willoughby right now.
Yeah, Willoughby, Romaine, then you're going to see Santa Monica and a little Del Taco there on your right-hand side.
Please don't mention that.
Oh, sorry. Jack in the Box is coming up on your left.
Come on, stop it, Tim. Seriously, I'm not joking about this. I don't want to have a problem.
All right.
There's donut time. Please, come on, knock it off. Under any other circumstance, I would stop at donut time.
Right. Well, they're probably happy you're moving on as well.
Honest to God, this could.
Are you coming up on Fountain?
I am stopped at a red light at Santa Monica and Highland.
All right, Santa Monica and Highland. You look over to your, you got a storage place there.
We're getting beeps now. I'm getting people beeping.
All right, Santa Monica Boulevard, northbound on Highland.
Right.
In a black Mercedes, trying to get home to fill up this that house of his.
Well, I just said I have to go to the restroom.
By the way, that Del Taco is a great one right there.
Come on, stop, really.
All right, you're going to come up on Lexington here in a minute.
I am crossing over Lexington. The light
is
green.
Fountain is your next turn. That's where your Jack in the Box will be.
I'm behind a white Volvo. I'm passing the Jack in the Box right now, but we're stopping. God damn it.
Stopped at Fountain?
Yeah, stopped at Fountain.
All right, DeLong Prairie is next, and then Sunset Boulevard. And Sunset's kind of nice because you're going to get yourself a Carl's Jr. on your right.
No, thank you.
And then a Burger King, I believe, on the same side of the street once you cross over.
Can you imagine? I mean, there's the Sizzler. Oh, I got to look the other way.
Yeah, Sizzler on the left. All right, you're coming up on DeLong Prairie?
Yeah, I'm passing the Firestone, you know, where you go for the tires.
Right.
Can you imagine if at 35 years old, if I do this at 35 years old? Oh, my God.
Oh, you're going to be a mess when you get older.
Oh, my God. If I do this.
A complete mess.
I think it might happen.
All right, buddy. Let's talk. You're westbound. You're northbound on Highland, crossing Sunset.
That is correct, sir. I'm at Sunset. There's the Carl's Jr. and of course the
Burger King will be up there. That's actually there's a high school up there on the left.
Yeah,
Hollywood High. Right.
Yeah, Hollywood High is right to my left. And
you're going to be coming up on Selma.
Oh God! I'm stuck at a red light. I'm not even moving.
There's going to be a diner there. I think it's that 50s diner, right there. You could slide in there and enjoy yourself.
I'm not going to do that.
Are you stuck at a red light on Selma?
No, still at sunset.
Still at sunset. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to ask myself.
Northbound Highland at sunset. We're going northbound, folks. Please clear the roads.
Let's clear it up here. Come on now.
Brian Whitman is trying desperately to get home, desperately seeking
my
toilet.
Road.
Susan, is that what you call it?
Yes. I don't have a name for it.
No, you should.
It's a commode. I have to get to my own bathroom.
All right. Let's clear.
Here we go.
Are you on the move again?
Yeah, now we're but the a little bumpy there. That didn't help.
All right. We're northbound Highland at sunset. Black Mercedes. He's trying to get home to use that can of his. He will not use a public bathroom, and we're trying to clear the roads for him. For God's sakes, it's an emergency.
Uh-oh. Oh, God, I got away from this Volvo, which I was behind it. Now I'm in the number two lane, passing Mel's Drive, and now I'm like at the heart of Hollywood and Highland. And, they got nonsense going on here with this debate.
Uh-oh. Hey, hold on a second. Jerry, don't play those sound effects, dude.
Are you gonna... I'm not playing any sound effects.
Oh.
I got rid of those fart sound effects.
Oh. Sorry, Brian.
Anyway, I'm crossing over Hollywood Boulevard.
Okay.
If the light turns red. If it's green, I'm catching every red light.
All right. You got the Hollywood or the Highland Hollywood Center on your left there. That's where the debate was earlier at the Kodak Theater. Coming up on your right-hand side, you're going to have a Burger King, another opportunity to sit back and enjoy yourself a sandwich.
Yeah, no, I will pass on that. By the way, you know, they closed that Burger King down.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, that Burger King's down, but there's a donut stop. Now
there
I am, here we go.
Franklin, coming up on Franklin.
Yep, coming up on Franklin and crossing over Franklin, no problem.
All right.
All right, now we're in business. Ooh, look out.
Here we go. We continue northbound Highland.
Yeah, come on. Crossing Franklin.
A couple of Holiday Inn Express, some mid-level hotels there.
Yep, there's the Holiday Inn right there, and the Comfort Inn is on the right.
Yes.
Hey, what's Belmont Village? Is that a senior living? Senior living?
Yes, it is, I believe, on the right-hand side.
Yeah, I wonder if they're left now. I wonder if they have a room in there.
I don't think so.
I could slide.
All right, let's
keep
going. Northbound Highland. Once you jump on the 101, you're going to be clear until your exit, which is?
Oh, boy. My exit's Lancashire.
Lancashire. All right.
Everyone has stopped. God damn it.
Where are they stopped?
They stopped. They've got a green light.
Where?
Getting on the 101. Everyone is stopping.
Gang, we've asked you kindly. Now he's just going to plow through you. You got to get out of this guy's way. This guy is going home to take himself a dump, and he cannot deal with you people. Get out of his way.
Come on. Murder effers.
All right. Are you on the freeway yet?
On the on-ramp, 101 freeway on-ramp. Oh, these people.
All right, here we go.
There are too many people in this city.
Well, a lot of guys trying to get home and use their bathroom. All right, you're going to cross under Mulholland.
I'm going under Mulholland right now.
All right. Man, you're on your way. You're really moving.
Yeah, you're going to pass
Cahuenga. That's the Barham Boulevard.
Look
overpass
out.
There.
Oh, boy. Look out.
You're going to pass Universal and then right off at Lancashire. And please, let's try to clear Lancashire, folks. Work with us.
I am on the... Oh, come on. Get away from me. This car going...
Get away from me here.
All
right.
I'm approaching Barham right now. Approaching Barham. I do not exit at Barham. But I am moving.
All right. You get off at Lancashire. We won't talk about it much after that because you do live in the area. But please, let's clear Lancashire and the exit, the Hollywood Freeway, northbound exit, Hollywood Freeway and Lancashire. Let's all be very conscious. You're going to be seeing a Mercedes fly by with a 35-year-old who's sweating, might look a little older right now, and he's going to be up on his side because he's about to S his pants.
Oh, I am so close. I have never, as an adult, I've never been this close to... going in my pants.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, let's try to keep the record going.
I'm approaching the Universal Studios exit.
All right. Let's keep that streak going, buddy, so there's no streaks.
Yeah. Got it. At the Universal Studios exit here, and the next is me. I'm next. Lankershim's next.
Lankershim. All right, we're going to let you go here because I know that you're close to your home, buddy.
God damn it, these cars.
All right, we'll check in with you after the break and see how you did.
The people are stopping at Lankershim. People have stopped.
I've asked him, Brian, to get out of the way. I can't do anything more for you, buddy. All right, got to get out of the way there. Lankershim and the 101 northbound. Brian on his way back to the valley.
Jesus Christ.
To use his own toilet. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. Oh, boom, boom. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Whitman is out. Back to the valley to use that crapper, man. Anybody like that? But he couldn't go to the bathroom here. He had a sandwich that made him a little crazy inside. And off to the valley to go all the way home, about 10, 11 miles, to his house in the valley to use the bathroom there. Boy, oh boy. Josh in Studio City, you're on 97.1. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Tim. How you doing?
All right, man. Did you see that guy on the way home?
Yeah. Is he driving a black Mercedes?
Yes.
Yeah. I just listened to the show and everything. I got off work a little late, and I was just headed down Highland, and then you mentioned that he was driving a Mercedes. I'm going, hey, wait a minute. Maybe it's the car next to me.
How fast is he going?
He took off. He was going pretty fast.
Yeah, he had to get out of there.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. We thank you for calling. He drives fast to begin with, but when he's got to hit that can, man, he moves. Hey, Dan in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
All right, not bad, dude.
I have this problem, and I had it this morning, and it was so odd to hear this today because I went through the same thing.
Just you can't awful. Use public bathrooms?
I can't, and I work in just a dump. You know, no pun intended, I work in a terrible place, and they have to have the Roto-Rooter come in there once a week, you know. And so you just imagine what's breeding in the stall.
Right. And how far do you live from work?
Oh, I live about 15 miles away.
And you had to drive all the way home?
I couldn't. I had to go stand outside the door and then I eventually and try to do like the Zen meditation, you know, and try to get in touch with my inner spirit to get out of there, you know. And
All right, please. I tell you, man, I don't know what happened to real guys on this planet, but they've been consumed and, you know, chewed up and spit out by these crazy women. And guys have become absolutely effing nuts. You can't sit down in a public bathroom. What the hell is wrong with you? Michael in the Inland Empire, you're on 97.1.
Man, I cannot believe that he actually drove home to take a crap. I mean, while he's working. I mean, come on.
He's on the clock.
I would have gotten fired for that. I gotta go home because I gotta take a crap. Tell the guy to get a freaking box of the pens and bring him to work, and just let it go, buddy. And when you get home at the end of the day, jump in the shower and clean it up.
There you go. All right, buddy. Thanks for the visual. All right, let's talk to Sonny in Fontana. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, I think what you need to do is just wipe that seat down with the toilet paper and put a sheet covering a couple of sheets over it, then it'll probably feel a little secure. I don't know why you guys that can't go to the restroom in a public place, at least do that if you feel that scared. This will remind me of the movie The Bug.
Mm-hmm. All right, great advice, buddy. Thanks for phoning us, Sonny. Christina in Reseda, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hi, my friend is a girl, actually. I don't know if it makes a difference, but she's the same way. We were going to go to a show, and we were on the freeway, and we had to turn around and take her to her house so she can go number two. Mm. And, you know, we were pissed at her and whatever, but, you know, she's very adamant, and she had to go take a dump, so we had to take her home so she could go crap.
Right. And how old is she?
She was 18 at this time.
18, wow.
Yeah.
All right, that's a little crazy. Hey, is this a turn on or a turn off when a guy has to drive home to use the men's room?
Wonder what other kind of weird habits he has when you're not around. You know, you probably, I don't know.
Maybe you can hook the two of them up, your 18-year-old friend and this clown.
Yeah. Huh?
They'll never see each other. They'll just stay at their own homes.
Exactly.
Oh, boom. All right, baby. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right. There she goes, man. Christina and Reseda. All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. A very successful drive home by Brian Whitman. We have notification that he did make it home. All right. Home to his private bathroom. Had to drop the boys off. And made it all the way back to Toluca Lake, and we'll check in with them after this break. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Everybody, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Let's check in with our little buddy, Brian Whitman, to make sure he made it home. How are you, sir?
I'm home, Tim.
And
mission accomplished.
You made it.
I made it, yes.
Oh, congratulations, man.
It was very close, my friend.
Yes, it sounds like it was.
It was very close, but I did make it. And just hitting that sink right now, washing up.
Brian Whitman left. About 40 minutes ago to try to make it home to the valley to do his business.
I stayed as long as I could, Tim.
I know. Craig in Orange County here on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, Chairman Whitman. How are you doing?
All right, man.
Hi there, sir.
Man, I'll tell you, I'm a limo driver, and I was on the 105 coming to L.A., and I'm glad I didn't have a passenger with me. I was laughing so hard, I was afraid I'd go off the road. Whitman, you're just so funny. And I have, in fact, I haven't laughed that hard since Tim's dad did the elephant bit on Carol Burnett.
Wow.
I want to thank you for, thanks a lot. Thanks.
Yeah, and all right, buddy, thanks for calling, man.
Okay, good.
All right, there he goes, man. And enjoyed Whitman. Got to do that more often with you, dude.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't normally react. You know, we've ordered from this place where we had our dinner. We've ordered from this place a lot.
The reaction you've had to this sandwich was the same reaction you had about 2 years ago when you had to go home from the same place.
That is correct.
Right.
But to go 2 years with no problem, don't you think that's pretty good for them?
I think it's sensational, buddy.
Pretty good rating for them, wouldn't
absolutely
you say?
All right. Gary in La Mirada, you're on 97.1 Free FM. What say you, counselor?
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, Brian, hey, you know what? I like you, man, but what would happen if someone were to put some X-Lax into your drink or something like that? Would you be able to hold it? I mean,
No.
You gotta try and maybe find a way to overcome this or something, I guess.
Well, I've read about it on the Internet, and I'm not the only person who has this. It's not a problem. It's just a phobia of public restrooms. The real challenge is airplane flights. I mean, that's a real challenge, is getting on an airplane.
Right. Now, obviously, you can't go home when you're on the plane. But if we have Scott Sandlin, our hypnotist at GoHypnotherapy.com, could he cure you of this?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Scott. I bet he could. You know, Tim, the way he describes his services and the things he can do, I bet he probably could.
Let's talk to a Scott in Temecula. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys, how you doing tonight?
All right, man.
Hey, I got a real simple solution for Whitman's problem. Instead of leasing a nice Mercedes-Benz, why don't you lease a motorhome? That way you can go anytime, anywhere.
Good idea.
Well, that's not a bad idea. Park it outside the station and, you know, during breaks, run out there and just hit my own can right out there on Wilshire.
Yeah, but I think it's over for you hitting on 19-year-olds if that's going to be the case.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a life decision. I mean, I would make a decision for my life,
right,
and have to stick with it.
And you'll probably end up getting like 50-year-old women who are desperate and may have to understand that act.
I'm not exactly sure, but
you're driving around your toilet, man.
It's certainly possible, Tim.
That would happen, right?
That might happen. Yes.
Maybe we'll get you like a porta potty, and you can actually attach it to the back of that Mercedes.
Well, we really came close tonight. I will tell you that.
Would you tow an outhouse around?
No, because this doesn't happen often enough for me to have to do that. I mean, you mentioned the last time it happened, which was 2 years ago.
Right.
So you know, two times in 3 years. You know, we've been together almost 3 years. Two times in 3 years is not an argument for me to have to tow a porta potty.
Right.
No, I mean, if it happened twice a week, well, sure, you know, once a week, sure.
All right, Alan in Ontario, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I don't know if you remember the Seinfeld episode where George Costanza got his own private bathroom because he was handicapped.
Right.
Maybe you guys could do something like that for Brian there at the station there, give him his own private bathroom where he only has the key.
Yeah, I actually brought that up to management at one point when we were negotiating our deal last year, and I said, what do you guys think about Brian Whitman's private bathroom here at 97.1? Mm-hmm. And the amount of F's and S's and C's and B's, all the swear words, I've never heard so many of them delivered in about 30 seconds.
It was like a rainbow of them.
Yeah.
A rainbow of profanity.
It started with, who the F does that fat F thinks he effing is?
Easy, Tim.
Oh,
easy.
Sorry. All right, let's talk to Jason in San Diego. You're on 97.1.
Timmy Conway Jr.,
hey, man.
Look at you, dude.
All
look
right.
at you, man. I tell you, Jason, I feel a whole lot better, man.
Hey, Whitman, you're a big stud, dude, but listen, I just like to think get out of control that he has to do it in the confines of his own home.
All right, real quickly, Dustin in Pasadena, you're on 97.1. He's got quite an offer for you here, Brian.
You're Whitman.
Yes, hello, Dustin. There it is.
There he
That's
goes.
That's it, man. That's it. That was about 15 minutes ago right here, man.
All right, hold on one second, buddy.
Sure.
It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.